Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. That's a good pop song. We're going to review the top five songs from this week in 1992. And we start with the number five position, which is occupied by John Cicada, Just Another Day. Wasn't he with Chicago? Do I remember that?
No.
Why are you laughing?
That was almost fighting words.
Really?
But I could see how you could think that, though.
Yeah. Who am I confusing him with?
You're thinking of...
not Michael.
Peter Cetera.
Thank you, Richie. Very good.
Chicago.
Right. Yeah.
Much like Michael McDonald killed the Doobie Brothers.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So anyway, I don't know much about this guy. I remember not liking his name. Other than that, I like the song. What else is he?
His name bugs me.
Yeah, it is kind of.
He was a bug.
I get it.
He was IT it man for a year.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, "Oh, John Cicada." Now he's like working at
Walmart
or something.
Yeah, all right, washing cars. All right, anyway, crank it up for another second, Richie. Will you? Just Another Day, number five this week in '92.
Come on, man.
Who are you talking to me?
I really want to get the Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right, number four this week. 25 past the hour. This week in 92 was Achy Breaky Heart.
Mullet Power.
Who?
Mullet Power.
Mullet Power.
Mullet Power. Is that like corn power?
Yeah, the mullet. Long in the back, short in the front. What is it, Jen?
Oh, his hair.
Party in the back, business in the front.
Okay.
I was talking to my Taekwondo instructor the other day.
Where are they, Richie?
And he and a bunch of his friends, this guy's 25 years old.
I wouldn't talk to him.
They did the Miley Cyrus leg workout last week. All of these Korean Taekwondo masters doing the Miley Cyrus thing. He said it killed us.
Right.
He said her leg workout is one of the hardest workouts I've ever done.
He leaves a lot to be desired.
Okay.
He must not have done a great job as a father under the circumstances, because fathers are more important to their daughters than are mothers in terms of influencing how they grow up and what their values are. So there, take that for what it's worth. Number four, Billy Ray Cyrus. Moving on to number three. I got so much love. Jennifer liked this one. Baby, Baby, Baby. TLC. What's the story of this group, Jen Jen?
T-Boss, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and Chili. That's the T, the L, the C. Now they're just the T and the C because L passed away about 10 years ago in an airplane crash.
Ooh,
yeah,
lousy.
On an island. But they're still T and C. I just saw them. They're still TLC, but
yeah.
T-Boss and Chili. I just saw open for New Kids on the Block a couple months ago, and they're still looking good, and they're rocking it.
Good.
Pretty much proving my life theory. If I ever make it to be a huge musical star, never get in an airplane.
No.
Never.
All right. This is the top five list musically from this week in 1992. Number two song belonged to Madonna.
This is when Madonna was serious for a little.
This is a terrible song.
I liked it.
Yeah, okay.
I refuse. No, especially Jennifer, when you hear what number one is.
Number one is...
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
What do you think Madonna thought about this being the number one song in front of her?
This was it for him. This should be a one-hit wonder. Number one this week, 1992. Baby's Got Back.
That's a good one.
This is the crudest, rudest.
Oh, please.
Oh, it is.
So fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
I see you dancing. To hell with romance. She's wet. Gotta go in the turbo vet.
That's me, Jennifer.
You got a much back. So fella.
Right.
Yeah.
Number one.
Madonna sitting there going, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Really? Really?
Take that, John Scott.
But this is, there's a lot of variety, at least, in this week's music from 1992. A little review for your listening and dancing pleasure. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
I'm available
28
for bar mitzvahs.
Minutes after the hour.
Call me.
What time is it?
28 after, Richie.
What?
Think green. Harrison with you. With President Obama's recent visit to Russia regarding nuclear stockpiles, it's interesting to note where things stand nowadays. New warhead production stopped in 1992, but modified warheads continue to be introduced. So far, the United States has produced an estimated 66,000 nuclear bombs and warheads of 100 styles and types since 1945. The Air Force has adopted 52 different types of active nuclear weapons, the Navy 35 types, the Army 26 types, and the Marines 15. Historically, after thermonuclear bombs entered our stockpile in 1954, the sheer megatonnage reached the equivalent of 1,360,000 Hiroshima-sized bombs, and that was only by 1960. Today, happily, it's only half that. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Having your bike spring an oil leak in a 97,000 square mile state,
Wyoming,
containing fewer than 600,000 residents,
if they didn't fix it,
and you're headed for Sturgis,
I would have to stop riding.
Broke down in Wyoming. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Good service when the bike is in dire straits.
I had a problem, oil leak, and we stopped at Green River, Harley-Davidson. Took so well care of me that I thought I was going to have to park my house, borrow money because it was there so long. Glad to talk about their shop. I mean, they're very good. Green River, Wyoming. If they didn't fix it, I would have to stop riding. Out of oil, it don't run no more.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.